This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So look, I mean, you know, we always say this, right, about the creative process. It takes what it takes.
And
I won't do it before it's ready. Like, there are people who get in there and they just go like, well, I'll figure it out. You know, I'll put it out on the fly. You're an improviser.
Oh, yeah. So that's when you're on stage and you're fucking around and people expect that.
People believe that improvising doesn't also require preparation.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to feel inspired and you need to feel like hours, you have it. And
you
so
hours of meditation to sort of let the ideas sort of start to come to the edge of your brain.
Shut up for a second.
So yeah,
I'm
for
talking
sure.
to I'm talking to Sean Distin.
Hey, what's up?
Who's here? Mm-hmm. And of course, engineer Brett Mann Morris.
So good to be back.
I am Brett Mann.
You remembered.
We have done the famous Christmas album, the 27 track Christmas album from about 3 years ago, and I think the second we walked out we said we gotta do that again.
Yeah, we're coming back.
Was it you? Was it you who said, let's do that again?
I said, run that shit back.
I think I said that.
Yeah, you did say that was more cool.
But it was but it was really so much fun, and people have loved it, and people have been saying, when are you going to do it again? But it takes what it takes, which is what I said at the beginning. And I've been in the lab, and I've been, you know, drawing my equations on the board.
Yeah.
You know,
it's so nice to own your own lab, too.
Brett's like the janitor who comes in at night and solves the equation.
Yeah.
It's because it's with the music, fault. It completes it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
totally.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to be back. You know, I'm normally here for episodes where don't necessarily need a guest, don't need to hear from the guest.
That was something heavily discussed the first time, which was that we do episodes with Sean that get a vulture write-up,
but
that are impactful in a way where people discuss it.
They're big episodes.
But discuss it independently of the guest existing.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm kind of the Rick Rubin of this whole situation.
Hayes just walked in. I didn't realize we were doing sunglasses.
Oh, okay, sunglasses got to go on.
So, Hayes, sit down. So it takes what it takes, as I've said in the past.
Just throw the guitar.
Hey, I got you something.
Hayes, you seem pretty upset. Well, I mean, you came in. He's not. What's
I
going
hate
on?
Oh shit.
Okay, and we have a full-on Ebenezer Scrooge in the building. He doesn't really hate Christmas, and that's not that we don't want to say that. It's not
Boo Hushbug.
Okay, all right. He's committing to the bit. Mm-hmm.
I see Brett still can't stand up and play the guitar.
Jeez. Yeah, I need a strap for that.
Yet. It's too heavy for him. And I actually think that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. He tips over.
That's my fault.
Very
Brett,
slowly.
Yeah. That's my fault. I have a joke. That's my fault. Brett said, should I bring my strap on? And I said,
that's for tonight.
I said, that's for after hours. No, it's that. Yeah, we're recording this one.
Brett has a GF.
Yeah, No, he's in a relationship.
Fully committed.
Yeah, they're in love. So I
they
have
should
a,
be fully committed.
Yeah,
both of them.
No, they should absolutely be locked in a rubber room with jackets that protect them from themselves. So I do want to catch you up, Hayes. I was just saying, it takes what it takes. There's been a lot of demand. People want another Christmas album, but
it takes what it takes.
I had to go back into gestation
said.
Phase.
See, I thought I said that too.
No.
You said it in a different context.
I said that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we had obviously a process where we were able to come up with a lot of the initial songs off the top of our head, but we wanted to have more of a plan this time. So I took 3 years. Mm-hmm. I did the work, and I do have one song idea.
Okay.
And this will launch us. It'll be great, and I think once we record this one, it'll kind of get us in the vibe, and then we can knock out the other 26 tracks.
That's great.
And I think 7 or 8 of them will be when Keeping It Real goes wrong.
We got to do skits.
The skits. Forgot that we do skits, that we always do when Keeping It Real goes wrong.
We do some when Keeping It Real goes wrong skits.
Yeah.
And so to get us in, and I have this idea, and we did do last time some songs that were heavily inspired by existing songs, mm-hmm. and their tune and lyrics. And this time, right before the recording, I asked Brett if he could play this, and he said, sort of. And I wanted to do the Radiohead song, Fake Plastic Trees, but it's Fake Christmas Trees.
Okay.
And so I figured we could do that. And then from there, we're like...
We're halfway done. Just from
it's the hit's already written.
Yeah. That's the
single.
The
rest is B-sides. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like we've got our single, like the A&R guy goes like, well, we can launch this baby,
just filler from there,
and then the skits are fun, like they'll be funny this time.
Should I just get started,
Brett? Start playing it and let's just see how it feels. Okay,
I feel like you hit a wrong
note. Let me know if I should sing.
You have so the lyrics. Here's you have lyrics. Up there. You didn't pre-write lyrics.
No.
So those are the real lyrics.
Yeah. Just to know kind of how the song goes, which I'm not super familiar with.
May Christmas trees at the farm.
Ooh, I like this.
Wait, can I go? Because I had Christmas ornament ready.
Yeah, no.
He'd been in the lab for a long time.
Hang on. It has to come back around now.
It has to go all the way around.
New Christmas ornament from my fake tree up on a stand.
Am I playing it wrong?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sounds right to me.
A new Christmas ornament for a Christmas tree on a stand. A fake Christmas tree.
Do you know it better? Because I don't really know how it goes now.
We've lost. I mean, there was a lot of time spent in the lab on Christmas ornament.
I think it actually helps that I don't know.
That might be better.
I just know the song, but I don't know it well enough. So I like it. Brett's version is my version now. Can I have my headphones back, please? Thank you.
Okay.
But do kind of that headphones. Give and take is really nice.
And so, I guess that's going to be two tracks. I feel like we do that pre-track where it's a lot of rambling.
Okay. Let's do it again. Let's do it one more time. I'm going to do my version.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Which is Brett? This is Brett's version.
The one thing I
this
did,
is my version.
The one thing I did think of just now is the part where it says it wears him out, and the real song, it won't dry out.
I wasn't really, and again, I don't know and the real song well enough, so I'm just gonna
it won't because dry
you put
out.
You put the little
you
water
put water.
Bucket.
You make sure you have a water base.
It won't
you
dry need out.
That. And you screw
well,
it
no,
in.
It's fake.
Oh, fake Christmas. Okay,
yeah, I'm gonna use my same introductory lyric from
so
before.
So it's just already dry,
and just go from there. So Brett, start again.
Okay.
Fake plastic trees at the farm. I'm gonna make Christmas tree parm with the mozzarella.
Mm-hmm.
I call the sauce gravy. Because I'm from New Jersey, the capital of New York. We are the Jersey Boys.
All right,
okay.
We'll go back.
Please put us on the void.
Okay, yeah. Golden bus by ass.
So, okay, I gotta say, Brett, okay. You gotta bring it home a lot faster. We gotta do 27.
I thought it, but all I know is like,
were you directing that at me? You were directing that note at me.
We'll give the opposite note, and we just have to keep it in that same place.
Yeah.
Until, and then we just, and then we'll just fade out. Yeah, and I think we just fade out on that.
Did we ever get to the fake Christmas trees part?
I said it was the first line.
Oh, okay.
It was said.
Yeah.
I did say fake plastic trees, which I think will be helpful for people who are like, what song is this from?
Yeah.
So I think it's time for when Keeping It Real Goes Wrong.
Yeah, it's got to be. Oh, yeah. It's got to be.
It's great when that's the second
I think I got
track.
One. I think I could. Yeah. I think I could probably do one. I think.
Okay.
All right. Let's hear it.
So we're like in a Starbucks. There's like Christmas music.
Okay.
I have a Christmas coffee for a CN, for like a CN, I guess.
Anybody around here named CN?
CN. No. Oh, was it you?
My name, I think, somebody named CN?
No.
I think someone said that CN, and no, they were pointing to you.
My name's DM.
CN?
My name's C-Note.
Okay, well, did you order a Christmas coffee?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we all got, I mean, it's Christmas. We all got Christmas
I guess
coffee.
My initials are CN.
Okay, but no, I guess what I see
I'm
is
kind of like the Cartoon Network that way.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, okay, so is this your coffee? Do you want me to just give you the coffee?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, is this when Keeping It Real goes right?
Okay, so we did have to give her something different.
For the Christmas album, his name is C-No. It's spelled S-E-A hyphen no. Uh-huh.
So my initials aren't
that.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, well, we got two in.
And he's like a cap. He's like a salty sea dog type
mm-hmm.
character.
I think that's really good.
And yeah, so that Christmas actually reminds me.
Can I have
like,
my headphones back, please?
Why don't we do, since I am a salty sea captain, which mm-hmm. I did feel like I didn't have enough of a character the first time, mm-hmm. let's do a like Christmas at sea, like Christmas out on the
that's
ocean
a good
kind
one.
Of thing.
Yeah. Like a sort of sea shanty kind of vibe.
Yeah, that could be nice. Well, I got all my presents, and I hope I don't get seasick. I got all my presents, and I don't want to vomit into them. Well, there's seagulls a-flying, a-circling around. I am lying on the ground. I'm on my back, and I'm green at the gills. Oh, my presence will shortly be filled with vomit, with vomit. I'm feeling unwell from the choppy water. Fare thee well, Mr. Santa Claus, riding your sea sled across the pond. Sea sled driven by 10 sea dogs. Sea dogs are what we call a walrus. When we first saw the walrus to us, it looked the most like a dog. We said it must be a new kind of dog that lives in the sea, and that's a sea dog.
All right, wrap it up, Brett. I'm not going to do a verse.
Okay,
wow.
Well, I noticed,
thought that was good. Yeah.
I guess that's the way they call it. He shan't.
He shan't
be doing a verse.
What do you notice, Sean?
So I noticed that you didn't have the benefit, as I did, of having a false start on the fake Christmas tree
right,
song.
Right,
yes.
Right.
I didn't really get benefited from that.
You
I was able to go.
You didn't get to do a version of that, and you didn't do a verse on this one.
Right.
So I'm wondering, what inspires you? Because I do think the album's missing your voice.
It
right
was.
Now.
It might have been missing my voice.
And I'd like to
was
know.
Was it not helpful that you proposed a When Keeping It Real Goes Wrong and everyone just played out a scenario?
No, I thought that was really great. We found something. When Keeping It Real Goes Right is a new thing.
People
That's
are
fun.
Waiting for it to go wrong.
Right.
And when you are able to sort of subvert their expectations in the way that we did, it's actually pretty cool.
So now when the next one comes up, they're really going to be on their edge of the seat, because it's like now it's building up.
Was Keeping It Real going to go fine?
Yeah. About my voice on that song, like I said, I think I'm more of a Rick Rubin kind of. My presence is just going to be inspiring to you guys, you know?
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of what I do on Hollywood Handbook. I show
it's
up.
It's true.
You guys have a banger episode. I'm basically there when it's happening. And I feel like I'm here.
Sean's
now.
Done his job when you don't feel him in the episode.
Yes, that's right.
He's like that's
like
exactly.
The rest.
You can never point to what he did.
That's exactly right. I do have one, maybe one song, and I don't know if you know this one, Brett, but I think if we could do Bob Marley's Exodus and just make it Santa Claus, I mean that could be great.
Make Exodus Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That lines up. Pretty much perfectly.
It's like the perfect amount of syllables.
I feel like that's like one chord.
It's like dun, 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 dun,
yeah, dun. If I'm remember, yeah, is that like one? It's either one or two chords.
Yeah, yeah. Hit up with it. Right. Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Santa Claus delivering the presents. Oh yeah. Yes, yes.
This might be the single.
Mrs. Claus staying home with the kids. Santa Claus, he's friends with the reindeer. Oh yeah. Think we fade out maybe right there.
That felt very strong.
I think we
that
really.
Was I wasn't lost at any point.
I like, mean, I think it, you
it's such
keep,
a feature.
It's very,
you
it was
look
very
at these Christmas songs; they're mostly simple.
There's not like a lot of lyrics. I just think the passion speaks for itself.
Oh,
answer
God.
Some questions about like when Santa Claus is delivering presents.
Where is
you're
kids?
Like, what? Who's taking care of his children?
That's mm-hmm. what Mrs. Claus is doing.
Got it.
That's fucking
I think
dope.
That's good.
And that the reindeer, I never knew, like, are they friends?
Yeah.
Are they just work friends?
Because, like, right. there are some depictions where he's kind of, like, whipping them, like, you know, like horses yes. and stuff. That's wrong.
Right.
No. How many kids does Santa Claus have?
That's a great question. I mean, is that a song?
I feel like they would compete, like, Succession style. For-
Ooh, that's okay. good. Could you do the Succession?
Succession. Succession Claus.
I think that's really good. And
I like that we're not. This is not going to be a skit. No, very
this,
well suited to
be like
a skit.
No, it's
no,
be like
but
a,
no.
The shape of a skit.
Song.
I think it could be a song.
Yeah, I think.
I guess we would each embody one of Santa's children in our own verse, all vying for the
right,
for the
right.
sleigh.
Mm-hmm, mm.
You could do it like Dire Straits style.
I like that. I like that. Yeah, one of Santa's kids was, he was in a meeting with a bunch of elves and he decided to shut down the International Christmas Corporation. And he wants to be the C.E. Snow.
My name is Stephen Claus and I'd like to bend your ear. I think I should be the new Santa this year. How about a vote of no confidence for that old fat fuck with a big white beard? You should listen to me, cause I am going to get the reindeer to move faster, sharper, cleaner through the skies and deliver presents at a greater profit to us, the North Pole Corporation. I got my eye on the bottom line.
Okay, Hayes. Good. Two siblings, I guess, this time. I mean,
wait,
Hayes
was
really raring up.
No, it felt like
it
just a
me.
Narrator.
I guess
yeah.
I was
you, you were one of the siblings?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That was such a roundabout way to throw your hat in the ring.
Isn't one of the narrators just, I mean, one of the siblings just narrating the whole show, talking about what's happening? No?
I
guess
can,
I don't remember it that well.
Yeah.
Hmm. So what are we at, like, four? We got to do a Keeping It Real.
Yeah,
we have to do another Keeping It Real.
Are we already keeping track?
Yeah, I think we're at, like, four. What are we at, Kevin?
Five.
We're
this
at
is
five.
Number six.
Okay, great.
Okay,
great.
Okay,
well,
cool.
This will get us really
keeping
close.
Keeping It Real
that's
goes
good.
Wrong.
And we're going for 27 again? Or are we trying to...
I mean, it's hard to do less than we did the first
was
time.
It was 27 last was. Time?
I believe so.
We might have done just a few remixes of songs we already recorded, like the dance
that's a good
remix and
reprise,
the,
yeah.
the trance remix and that kind
yeah,
of
thing. Yeah.
We could, and like, those. We, you know, parodies are fine. And yeah. so if we have like whatever's most popular right now, we can do, either do a Christmas version of the number one song,
okay,
which I think mm-hmm. could be huge.
That'd be good.
Or we can take popular Christmas songs
and then turn it into our
and
version.
Then remix, you know, put our
Gosh,
spin on
this
it.
This is good.
So like, what's the number one Billboard song right now, Kevin?
Cruel Summer by Taylor Swift.
Ooh, okay, that's
okay.
good.
Do we know how that I know how the
I kind of know how the chorus
how the
yeah.
old one goes.
I think it's still the same song.
It's the same song.
Yeah, it's just
okay.
re-recorded.
Do you know it, Brett?
Yes.
Cruel Summer.
Okay.
Let me look Let's at see. It.
I mean, in so a way, good. Isn't winter the cruelest summer?
That's interesting.
So you're saying just keep the lyrics kind of the same, but like wintery kind of.
Well, I mean, like, let's explain what we're talking
yeah,
about here.
Yeah.
I'm drunk in the back of the sleigh, and I cried like a baby. I was on my way. Said, here's your present, but it wasn't true. I bought the present for me, not you. And I snuck back in through the garden gate, and I tucked that present back in my sleigh. Took it home, cause it was for me. I don't like you, I want a present for me.
That's okay. incredible. All right. That's really good.
Okay. This year's summer is very cruel. Instead of the weather being hot, it's cool. Instead of a snow coat, there's regular snow. That's what you have in winter, you know. How do you get to the end of this part? To the river, how the end of it goes.
I know what I
Let me clarify what I was saying. I
when
bought
it's
a
when the weather snow.
Cause it's you. Something, something, it's snow. Snow and the rain, they're cruel. Summer, it's like winter though,
and that's the end of the song.
That is the end.
Wow, we really nailed it. I mean, my part was pretty bad.
Well, I like the
we
it
needed
was
that.
In the tone. We needed something
we
to
needed
get us
to
out,
get
and
to
none
the
of
chorus.
The rest of us knew what happened.
Yeah.
After that,
so. Yeah,
cruel summer, it's actually winter.
Shape of your snowman. Well, so let's. I had a different idea because just like my fake plastic trees went so poorly for me.
You
and I was wondering about
that.
This. What about what if it was the Offspring song "Self Esteem," but it
right.
was called "Christmas Tree"?
Yeah, there you go.
Something like that.
I got my Christmas tree today. Put it up in the usual way. You came over, I made dessert. I took you back and I made you dessert.
I mean, that's really good. But I have a criticism so far about the album. Yeah. Like, I do think we're doing a lot of Christmas tree stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow, we have Santa stuff.
Yeah, we have a little bit. It's really
Santa's
the,
doing
we had the
tree.
Tree Santy.
It's really focused around the tree.
The sea shanty was different. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there is a Brett issue. We are having Brett sort of wander into territory that, like, anytime I mention a song and Brett picks up his phone, is. It's not going to go very well, I don't
think.
Should
we start with a song that maybe Brett knows?
That's my
suggestion.
Well,
we were having Brett make a...
I do know, yeah.
Yeah, Brett, we were having Brett make up, you know, just
yeah,
tones
like
for us last time,
of,
mostly.
You know?
That's
yeah.
right.
Except for really when we did some Weezer stuff.
Could we do something in the style of, like, Bob Dylan?
Oh, that's interesting.
And I think we really could just let the lyrics fly. I mean, so lyrical.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Sit around the fire, get next to the Christmas tree, of course. Last year, I got a gift for my family. They didn't like it. They loved it. They fucking couldn't stop playing with that thing. It was a little Grogu doll from
The Mandalorian. And it was nice around the tree.
Christmas tree, close to the fire, of course. I got my nephew a big old horse. I didn't get my kids nothing at all. Present for my nephew only, my best friend of all.
And of course, I couldn't forget to get a present for that one very special person we all think of around this time of year. Yeah, you guessed it. Jeff, my college roommate.
Jeff, my college roommate.
Wow.
See, I thought there could be more about Christmas trees in that one.
That one was
missing. Oh, yeah. Christmas tree was close to the fire.
It came up at least twice.
It was really close to the fire. I was actually relieved that nothing went wrong.
I was nervous. I was so nervous.
So nervous.
Yeah.
Keeping it real close to the fire goes wrong.
That tension that we were able to create, I think, for the Christmas album enjoyer.
I think that's good.
We'll bring a whole new level. Because you get sleepy on Christmas. And this will kind of get them back up in their chair.
Ooh, when keeping it real goes wrong. Okay. So somebody ordered one of these Christmas trees. I have it all wrapped up, ready to put on the car. Someone named She Note.
You probably think that's me.
No. Somebody named She Note. They put in an order over the phone.
Are you being funny with the way you're saying it?
It's not me. My name's He Note.
No, am I saying it wrong? Am I doing something wrong? Or
it feels like you're intentionally doing something wrong.
Let me look.
And it's time for me to stand up to you.
Wait, hold on. C note. No, I was reading it wrong. My assistant wrote it with a. It's C note.
Might as well not exist.
So I guess that everything's fine.
When keeping it real goes fine.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness
stuff. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know, that wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this add before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to
it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. No reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered, and that's how they're dead. was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace Collection. The Silver Peak Polo, the Silver Crew Neck T-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code TheBoys. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code TheBoys.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, you have no idea.
I hate to tell you, mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma, brother. Your grandma does drugs, okay? So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma, everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hollywood Amber. Okay, I got another idea for a song. What if we do one called Christmas is Canceled?
Oh,
and
Christmas
like,
has been like inappropriate.
Yeah, and it's like a sort of like medley of songs by canceled artists, maybe. Like,
well, it's interesting because it's getting canceled by the snowflakes.
That's so good. I mean, this is okay. This is good. Brett, what canceled music do you know? By the way,
that's definitely way easier than before. What, like R. Kelly, maybe?
Yeah, maybe we do R. Kelly. We do Ignition Remix or something.
Yeah, that one everybody
knows. That one everybody
knows. I think that'll feel good.
This is the remix to Christmas.
You're right.
And there is no more Christmas because it's canceled. They did something that we have to just dismiss. They are no longer around. We don't like them around. They're canceled and we're gonna bury them in the ground.
Trying to separate the artist from the artist's art. But when it comes to Christmas, that's the hardest part. You know, I can't ignore what Christmas did, especially when I think about kids.
Wow. I mean, that was good. I think that one's a cut and print.
Yeah,
I think that one's really good. We have something to say with that one, and we're reaching out to like an audience that like needs Christmas music. You know, I think that
so. Christmas
good.
Is R. Kelly.
Yeah. It's like Christmas is obsessed with kids, and age ain't but a number for Christmas. I think that's good.
Yeah,
it's really good. Where are we at? Like,
yeah,
eight,
what
nine?
That was 10.
Ooh,
that's awesome.
10. That's pretty good.
That's really good.
We just peeled 10 off.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good.
Yeah, is there something like, let's see.
A song, Brett? I mean, we still, I feel like, haven't gotten to us like a song that you know.
Is there anything
that you're really good at
that you want to play?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I work better off inspiration, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So would you mind getting inspired?
Maybe like a You mentioned Weezer before.
Okay.
We did this last time.
We don't want to do that again.
But, I mean, well, Apodaca was doing it.
I don't hate the idea of doing
Did we do this one?
We did do that.
The sweater song.
Yeah. Okay. We did the ugly Christmas sweater song. Yeah.
That's right.
What other Weezer do you know?
I know other Weezer.
Wow, we did kind of the big ones. I've
really
realized.
Incredibly
there's so many.
Oh, you know what we
Brett's musical reputation.
You know what we did
that
do?
That he pulled two songs out of midair that we did last time.
What did we do?
We didn't do Island in the Sun by Weezer, which I am thinking has the word holiday in it.
That is good.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Christmas. When your Christmas holiday, I am riding on a sleigh, and Santa's next to me, and I have a Christmas tree.
On a Christmas in North Pole, we would be having a lot
of coal.
Yes.
We have all this coal because everyone was good this year. We'll ride a sleigh together. We'll have some wine forever. We'll never
anymore.
Anymore. Nice. Thank you.
Christmas.
That was good. That was good.
So we got the Weezer one.
We got the Weezer one.
And we can just plug it. Let's just plug in what would go in that gap.
Yeah.
We'll never blank. Like, it can't be We'll Never Feel Bad.
Yeah,
that's
no.
what was in the original song. That's the problem I was running into.
Maybe we'll never
we'll
wrap
never,
gifts no, anymore. Mm. Or we'll, no.
We'll never peel.
Peel.
Oh, peel.
We'll never crack peel chestnuts.
Hands.
We'll never peel ham anymore.
We'll never peel ham anymore. Christmas.
We're just gonna eat it. We're just gonna eat it with the stuff on it.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I love peeling.
Takes
ham,
too long.
Do you know Only in Dreams? Maybe could we do that one? Only in dreams.
Well.
I am so hot, it's the summer, wow. I am thinking it should be Christmas now.
Eggnog, Yule log, I'm in the bog. A witch of Christmas time is here.
I guess that's really the only part I know. And then you get into the chorus, I know Only in Dreams, but that's not... really a song.
Something about that Christmas witch. I just wonder, like,
should we do a scary one?
We could do a scary. Yeah.
Should we do,
we
a,
could
scary
do a scary?
One?
Let's do a scary Christmas witch one. I like that idea.
I like that idea.
What's a good song to like to
well, maybe
to
Brett,
incorporate
maybe,
the idea that
maybe
Christmas
Brett can
witch.
Just give us the vibe.
Okay. Just a little something.
Right. That's
Brett.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, give me. Yeah. Let me.
You know, people forget how close Christmas is to Halloween. And just when you stop thinking about all those wicked ghouls and goblins, you realize they're right behind you.
Christmas witch. She's an
we don't,
absolute.
No.
No, I should do that. All right, I did. All right. We'll start. I started another way, I guess. Christmas witch. She's an absolute Christmas bitch.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's
no,
what
sorry.
We you
sorry.
Shouldn't do. Oh, now, now I'm curious.
Can we
what
go
you
back
thought.
To the first
one? Yeah, let's go to the one we stopped you from.
I
because
guess
that
I
was what we were avoiding,
Christmas
we thought.
Snitch, because, snitch? Of course, snitches get stitches. Thought that'd be.
Oh, yeah. And that could have gone to Stitch.
Yeah. Stitch. No, but definitely, I found an off ramp, and that's she's an absolute Christmas bitch.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's good. I mean,
yeah, I mean, we got pretty close on that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. What are you guys thinking? I mean...
Here, keep going.
Yeah.
I'm the witch who crashed into the tree in the decorations that you see. but nobody tried to help me. And now it's grown cold. Halloween is 2 months old.
Christmas.
Not quite
witch.
2 months.
A little bit under if you really count.
Actually,
the days.
Just shy. You're stealing a week for yourself.
Yeah, this is kind of one of the reasons. You. Yeah, this is one of the reasons that I kind of call her an absolute Christmas bitch.
Okay.
Got back around to it.
Mm-hmm.
God, do you know young Americans? I mean, we could do North Poleans.
Well, I know that Brett famously loves the Beatle band.
Yeah, ooh, that's the right. Beatles. There must be a Beatle band.
There's got to be.
And
a
I'm
Beatles
thinking
drummer.
About how, and I don't know what should be on its way, but Here Comes the Sun starts with talking about how it's been a long winter.
Yes, ooh, that's great. Great.
And so I think maybe we could go from there.
Here Comes the Son of Santa Claus to do Succession.
Stephen Claus.
Yeah,
yeah.
Stephen Claus.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay, great.
Now we're speaking my language.
Okay. Yeah.
Brett sat back.
I saw Brett bust out the capo.
Yeah.
His phone is in his pocket. He's ready to roll.
Yeah, wait, hold on.
Okay, here we go. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it is still winter and I'm here. Here comes the son of Santa. Here comes the son. That's right. I'm Steven and I'm gonna redo Christmas in a more profitable style. Little Stevie.
Yes, it is Stephen Vincent is Santa's son.
Little Stevie.
His real name is Stephen Van Zanta.
Here comes the sun. Da-da-da-da. Here comes the sun. And I said, Succession.
I did say that. It was my suggestion.
Really good.
So I actually,
Succession suggestion.
I actually did.
That was great.
I
thought that was really good.
I love how positive you are about all the songs.
Hey, man, this is what I do. I come
so
in.
So am I. And I go, I don't think we stuck the landing on that. And then I turn over and I've got Rick fucking Rubin. And he goes, hey, man, I thought that was really good.
That, was
that
really
one was
good.
Great.
Well, you could
like
also,
the self-esteem one I thought was a full abortion.
Full abortion. No, yeah. No. That's good. Sometimes abortions are good.
What you could do is have that be a track.
That could be a track.
Is Sean that is the saying that's good.
Oh, I like that. Like every time I say it's good, it's like you're breaking off a new track. It's
right.
Like, oh, we're hearing in the studio. That's a great idea. Do you know Blackbird?
I do.
How would we do that one? Okay, all right.
We can go back just to put in Lily Hammer. Fits
Lily
in.
Lily Hammer.
You know, really we'll just good. And it'll just go
Hammer.
From there. Well, we should actually have an AI just finish that.
Oh,
but that's the prompt.
Santa Claus in the dead of night. Please leave these gifts and learn to fly.
Right, that's how it goes.
The elves are on my side. Make sure you have the presents under the tree.
Back to the tree.
Mm-hmm.
On their faces.
All right.
Christmas morning in a bed of white. Freshly fallen snow upon the ground. Oh my God. Why didn't I put shoes on before I went outside? Oh my God. My feet are so cold. Christmas morning, I kiss my wife. That's my present for the year. She's my dear.
I don't get to kiss her, and that's my greatest fear.
All right, wrap it up, Brett. Bring us home.
Yes.
We got the birds.
That's a good one. I feel like we got to bring the energy up. We've kind of done a couple
we
of slow
We need to
ones.
Do a banger.
Okay.
We need to do like an LMFAO type, lowrider type thing right now.
Yeah. Like we need to. Do you know any LMFAO, Brett?
I don't, but.
Do you know Club this, Can't Handle Me?
Yes. Anything that will yeah. like, here we go blow again. The roof off.
Here White Snake.
Go again by White
by
Snake.
By White Snake.
Here we snow I guess again. It could be, I mean, it's here we snow there, again.
Right. It could be.
Here
yeah,
I go
be,
again.
It could
here
be
I
deer, go. Deer we snow again.
Deer we snow again. All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we snow again on my phone. I'm Stephen Santa and I'm doing session. I'm turning Christmas into an app. Drinking my wine.
Yes.
And I'm having a nice time. Here we snow again.
Wow. All right, that was really
pretty
good.
Awesome.
That's
that
two
did
tracks,
get the
so
energy. Yeah,
I'll be
that did get the energy
at
up.
The end. This will be a track.
Can I mention
really
something?
Good.
Well, actually, I've got something that is sorely lacking from the album right now that I'd like to inject into the next song, whatever it is. So like if somebody picks a genre of song or something, we've forgotten to include something that was kind of crucial to the first Christmas album. And I think people are going to be pissed if we don't mention it. So I guess if I could have a song that, kind of feels like I'd like an attitude of like a post Christmas, like the gifts are all open. We've had our dinner. And it's like, now it's the time to kind of settle into the couch. Because we did just bring the energy up.
Yeah.
Let's get it way back
settle
down.
Back down, yeah.
Way back down.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yes!
I'm laying on the sofa, I'm with my honey. I spent so much Christmas money. I know that it's time to do my bills. But right before that, I've got to get my fill. It's time to rewatch Richard Jewell, directed by Clint Eastwood. I need to rewatch Richard Jewell, directed by Clint Eastwood. I hope it holds up, Mama.
I heard Mitch auditioned for that, but he didn't get it. It's not one of those parts that he booked. Cause guess who booked it? You got Hauser in the house.
Paul Walter Hauser, he's like Doogie Hauser, but instead of a savant at the medical field, he's a savant for acting, and he is so good. Yes, indeed. Eastwood.
Wow, that's a good one. That's really good.
That's really
fucking
good.
Fucking solid stuff.
That's really good.
Put that one on the album.
Yeah. I think that's actually it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
How many tracks was that, Kevin?
17.
Ooh, okay, so
what
then,
if we did what if we seven. Did 1979 and we just counted all those numbers as track numbers? We just add them up, we get to 27.
So all the numbers
in the title.
In the title.
The title of 1979.
We sort of add them up.
Of 1979.
Yeah.
We add
they were
those
well
up.
Over 27 at that point, right?
I don't know about well over.
Shake down.
It's
the other problem.
It's one under.
Instead of maybe shit. Instead of and maybe instead of 1979, it's called Christmas Present Time.
Ooh, yes. I like
and then we that. We open 10 presents, and
great.
Each present counts as a track.
Perfect.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay. And just and like put them in as like separate tracks.
Yeah.
And
okay. So.
The only other problem with that is that I was totally ripping that song off for the last one.
No, that's where I got the idea.
Oh, okay.
That's
no,
sure
I know, but I didn't really.
Okay.
I knew it was familiar to me, but I couldn't quite.
I thought it was something.
It was a Foo. I thought it was a Foo Fighters thing.
Yeah.
Or something.
But here we go. Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it is Christmas time, and I'm opening all the gifts, and here's the first one. This gift.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Now you're locked in.
This gift is the first gift of 10. And it's a DVD of Richard Jewell.
That's one.
Okay.
This gift is the second gift of 10. It's homemade mulled soda for my friends. Shake down, that was present 9.
Okay.
And now I will open 8. Okay, I'm opening it and looking at what it is. It's a football.
Yeah, all right, back around.
Shake down, open gift 7. It's a bunch of calligraphy pens.
Christmas. I'm opening 6, which is after 7. Fan fiction of all dogs go to heaven.
Hold up, here comes present 6. It's a still from Adam Pally's Twix campaign from 2008. Shake down, we open 2 number 6s. So I'll jump down to give number 4. And you know, it's an old pack of vintage Gushers from 1997.
Gift 3, we skip present 5. A 2 small jacket from the movie Drive.
Here's 2, that was number 3, yeah. It's glue loose in a bag. It's loose glue in a bag.
For gift number 1, we say bye 'cause the show is done.
That's really good.
So good.
So good.
Yeah. Should
Bonus
we keep
track.
Going?
Bonus track.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.